All right, we are in Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, 2, 4, 6. I believe 7 lines from the bottom. So we finish the sugya, the machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua as to what should a person do if the Esau became tamei and they need to be mafish chala. What do they do? How do they do it? Batuma, machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and we saw the machlekes between Rabbi and Chizda as to whether or not you do or do not get Malkus, and the Machlekes as to whether or not we do or we do not say Hoyel. So now we move on to a different sugya. The Kama Shir Isa. What is the Shir Isa? So here we're going to be discussing what is the Shir Isa about which we feel we are comfortable to manipulate the dough in a way that it's not going to be machmitz. How much dough? And as we're going to see in the next sugya, in the next Mishnah, where we speak about shalosh nashim lashes ka'achas, and you have several women preparing dough at the same time, also a similar discussion as to how should it be done in a way that we can ensure that it will not be machmitz. So, the Kamashir Yisar, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel, Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, Omer bechitin kabayin, ubesoirin shleishis kabin. So, if it's a dough which is made of wheat, it's going to be 2 kab. If it's a dough which is made of barley, it's going to be 3. It's going to be 3 kab. Let's look at the Rashi 5 lines from the bottom. Shir Isa. What is the Shir of Isa? Lalush bepesach velo yoiser sheyachol l'shem ramidei chimutz. Meaning, the Gemara understands that surely if you have a very large amount of dough, it's going to be very difficult to prevent the chimutz. So again, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel of Yechamim Breika says wheat is 2 kav, barley is 3 kav. Rav Nosson Eimam Shem Rabbi Eliezer chiluv advarim. He says it's the opposite. Wheat is 3 and barley is 2. Fine. Frag the Gemara Vatanya. Astirin Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel Rabbi Yechamim Breika Vatanya. Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel Rabbi Yechamim Breika Eimer bechitin shloishis kav enu b'seirin arba kav. He says when it comes to wheat it's 3 and when it comes to barley it is 4. So originally he said it's 2 and 3, and this Bryce he says 3 and 4. It depends on the quality of the grain. It depends on the quality of the wheat and the quality of the barley. So, in other words, if you look at Rashi, 4 lines on the bottom, ha bechasichta, ha bemalyasa, kamaisa, which speaks about 2 and 3, 2 kav for wheat, 3 kav for barley, kamaisa bemalyasa. That's referring to good, high-grade, high-quality wheat and barley. Whereas basraisa bechasichta shalosh shalehen ein ela kabayim tovos. So I guess it seems to be that the kind of the potency and the strength of weaker-grade wheat and barley, it's not as good, it's not as strong, it's not as intense, and therefore it's going to be manifest in its inability to be machmitz. And therefore, you're able to use a larger volume, a larger quantity, and you're still able to control it because it is that much weaker. So again, like ha bechasichta, if it's weak, ha bemalyasa. So Amr Papa Shmamina Green Chiti Chasichta Michiti Malyasa. Tvei midigriin sa'ari chasichta mi sa'ari malyasa. So we mean to say as follows. So again, we have 2 statements of Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel Rabbi Yechamim Breika. Either 2 for wheat, 3 for barley. 3 for wheat, 4 for barley. So we're saying, let's just look at the wheat for a moment. For wheat, we're saying, well, if it's good, superior quality wheat, maximum is 2 kav. If it's inferior grade wheat, 3 kav. So there is a 1/3 difference between good and bad wheat. If it's high quality, then only 2. But if it's bad, then you can do 1/3 more. So So that is that the ratio between the superior quality and the inferior quality is going to be an additional third. you can add on an additional third. Whereas when it comes to barley, he said, if it is good, 3, and if it is bad, it's 4. So the difference in the ratio is 1/4. So there's a difference between the ratio between superior and inferior wheat, as opposed to superior and inferior barley, in that one is 1/3 and one is 1/4. That's what the Gemara says. Amar Papash Mamina Green Echiti Chasichta Echiti Mal Yasetveya. It's a 1/3 difference. That's much more. Midgreen Saari Chasichta Misari Mal Yasa. So there's a bigger ratio of difference between good and bad quality wheat than there is between good and bad quality barley, and that one is a 1/3 differential and one is only 1/4. Dilohas and Tilsa, when it comes to wheat, it's a full third of Ahacha, Riva, and when it comes to barley, it is only 1/4. Good. Amarav. Taba milugna lepischa vechein lechala. So if you have a kav of a malugna, which is a place, Rashi says, kav shalei semakim, that amount is lepischa. What does that mean? Shalei lalush yoisa kadei sheyuchal l'sheimrei min hachimutz. You should not need more than that, because this way you will be sheimrit from chimutz. And said Rav, v'chein l'chala, what does that mean? So he's saying this is the shir chala. So what is he telling us? A kav, a kav's worth of kav malugna, that is both the shir legabe pesach to ensure that it won't be machmitz, and it's also the shir of the chiv chala. Regbi gemara kasha v'atnan, we learned in the mishnah chala. 5/4, meaning 1 1/4 kav. You're telling me 1 kav? I mean, granted, you called it a particular type of kav, and that's already being meramed as the potential answer. You said a kav malugna, but we learned 1 1/4 kav. It's a shayla in the Rishonim as to whether or not you have the girsa v'oid. Often when we mention shirim, it's the shir v'oid. I don't know, we learned in Nida. Just over a year ago, the shear is a kegris va'oid. It's just more than a kegris. So our Gemara says that the girsa mamish is chamishes rav kemach va'oid. Now Rashi doesn't have the girsa. This is another reason to get into this as to whether it is actually a drop more. But al kolbanim, correct the Gemara. You're telling me it's just a kav malugna. What was it? Malugna. You're telling me it's a kav malugna. Here we see it's 1 1/4 kav. Chayav mechala, hachika omar, kava melugnoi nami ahai shiurakoi enachanami. That actually it's one and the same. Meaning, as we said that we're speaking about a kav melugno. A kav melugno is in fact the same shear as 1 1/4 kav, and enachanami it's the same thing. Fine? Okay, so that is the shear chala. Now, says the Gemara like this, Amr B'Yosef, Hani Nashi Didan, Unzra Traino, our women, Nashi Didan, Nehoig Lameifa Kapiza Kapiza Lepischa. They are very machmir. They are very concerned. They don't want to take this large volume that we said, a kav malugna, or like we saw previously, 2 kav of wheat, 3 kav of barley, or 3 and 4, depending on if it's good. They use small amounts. They need small amounts of dough. Kapiza, kapiza, lepischa. Rashi says, shleishes lugin, which is a smaller amount. So Rabbi Yosef is saying, our women are machmer. So Amalei Abaya, my daituch, lechumra. Yeah, you think it's a chumra? Chumra de osi lede kula, who, it's a chumra, which is osi lede kula. Why the kamathkala michala? They are being mafkia themselves from the chiyav chala. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef answers, I'm going to come back and discuss, but says Rabbi Yosef, the ovdin kereb Eliezer. Now, they're being machmer across the board. They're being machmer in the kneading, insofar as they're using a smaller shear, And then they're going to go ahead and be mitzarif all of the baked dough, as in the baked matzahs, to a shir challah. The avdim kerebi Eliezer, they do like a blazer. This man went into the Mishnah blazer. Omer haroida v'noisen lasal asal mitzarif and challah. If a person removes the matzahs or the bread and places them, in other words, one had pachas mikashir challah, and you remove it from the oven and you place it inside the basket, there is this din, the sal is mitzarif it to the shir challah. The Amar Yehuda Meshmul, halachik Rabbi Eliezer, and so on. So, says Rabbi Yosef, Nesheididon, they are machmiris. They use a much smaller shear, and this way there's not going to be any shadow whatsoever of their ability to properly manipulate the challah in a way that it won't be machmits, and they do a pachas mikashir. Abaye's kasha was a tzachomer das and dekula, because you've lost the shear challah. And then he says, no, they will rely on tzirif sal. So there's a very interesting discussion. I remember I was very bothered by this when I learned challah, and I brought my Mishnayos because there's some extensive footnotes, but I couldn't find it now. So interesting. How do we view challah? How do we view the chiyuv challah? And, you know, we can discuss this and when it comes to other inyanim also. So there's a shear of chameshas revoyim kamach is chayiv v'challah. 1 1/4 kav is mechuyev in challah. So pashtus, we understand that if I need, as in with a K, chameshas revoyim challah, so then I'm mechuyev to be mafresh. If I need 1 1/4 kav, then it's incumbent on me to be mafresh challah. If I need anything less than that, I simply have not reached the obligation, right? And let's say I say, you know what, it's difficult for me to be mafresh challah. You know, to give away 1/24th or 1/48th, depending on if I'm a balabas or if I'm a baker, I don't want to do that. So every time, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take pachas mikashir. Instead of taking chameshas revoyim kemach, I'll take one kav exactly, and so on. And I'll make lots of batches, and I won't do it tzirif kli. What is wrong? I mean, after all, we've seen the Gemara many places in Shas. The Gemara says, boyur e ma bein deris rishenim adiris afreinim. There is Rishedim, they would have to try to hire themselves in Trumas and Maestras. They would bring it in the Pesach Abayis. There is Achreinim, there are Gagais, Chatzerais, Traklin, in order to path themselves. Okay, so maybe you're not trying to be Machnes yourself, but have you done anything wrong? Lachar not. Here the Gemara is saying, you're actually being Makel. You're doing a Kula, you're being Mafkir yourself. What do you mean I'm being mafkir myself? It has yet to be mechuyev. I've yet to be mechayev myself. I'm not patching myself. It's like if I have an animal. Oh, you're being mafkir yourself from the mitzvah of giving zroya and kev and lechayayim to the kohen. You know, give me a chance. If I shecht it, then I will gladly hand over the matanis to the kohen. I haven't shechted it yet. What do you want? I have yet to be nischayev in challah. But it's very clear. And again, I'll find the rayas, but this sugya is one of the rayas that we don't just look at challah as a matir, which the truth is some do. There's a very interesting discussion as to when it comes to, we know when it comes to birchas hamitzvos. In general, when it comes to birchas hamitzvos, one has to stand up. We learn that from Omer. About the obligation to stand up, and we apply that to all birchas hamitzvos. The Ask a Kasha, the famous Mishnah, speaks about a woman is mafresh challah when she's sitting down. A woman who's naked is mafresh challah when she's sitting down. And this way she's mechasa de erva, and therefore she's able to be mafresh with a bracha. To be mafresh with a bracha. I thought you said you have to stand up when you do make when you say a bracha. So some say, nay, challah is different, challah is just a matir. So chiyuv be'etzim in nafrashas challah, unless you go ahead and you need the requisite shear, it's a matir, and mitzvahs which are a matir, they're not mitzvahs which are mutalis, like a kafta de gavra, that come what may, I have to do it, like tefillin, notwithstanding the fact that the minhag of the Sfaradim is to say the bracha of the shel yad while they're sitting down, leaving that aside. But so if it's a matter, then it doesn't have the same doesn't have the same chaymer. And they ask on the Magen Avraham from this Gemara, and again, there's other rayas which I don't remember in Challah, that it's not pashat. It's not just that I've yet to shech the animal and therefore leave me alone. I don't have to give, you know, the matnas kahuna. You are mechuyev to do it, and it's only if you genuinely only need to without the kei less than the shear challah, then we say okay, you're okay. But if you're planning on doing more, you're not allowed to do it, and it's considered you're being mafkia chiyah. But it still needs a. I still find it very difficult in the lambdas how to understand that, you know. But that's what comes out from this gemara. So we're saying that you are being mitzarif. Another thing, just to mention, agav is it's very unclear. Ladina lamaisa, what is the shir challah? There's lots of different shiurim as to practically what a person should do. Lamasha, the minhag Yerushalayim is to paskin like Reb Chaim Noah. Lekula ulechumra. In Bnei Brak, as we know, they go with a Chazon Ish. And certainly go with a Chazon Ish lechumra. They wouldn't necessarily go with a Chazon Ish lekula. For the mashal we've seen in Hilchas Erevin, when we speak about if you have a piritza, which is more than 10 amas, then it's poritz, it's not a Pesach. There's no such thing as a Pesach, which is more, and there it is, 10 plus, 10 v'oid. It's more than 10. Up until 10 is a Pesach. More than that is considered to be a piritza. So there, you're not going to use the shir Chazon Ish lakula to say, oh, until I have the shir of 10 Chazon Ish shir amas, then I can be mekel. Pashtus, you take on the Chazon Ish only lechumra, not lekula. So here, when it comes to the shir fashas challah, so again, you know, what do you do? Practically, what many say is, if it's once it's 1.2 kilo, so then you're mechuyev to be mafresh challah. Once it's 1.66, which is the shir Chazon Ish, in Yerushalayim, they would definitely tell you with a bracha. You would be mafresh with a bracha. According to the Chazon Ish, you're looking at 2.25. So some will say, you know what, Safik brachas lahakel, and until you know you vade have the shir Chazon Ish, you have to be machmir, so to speak, not to make a bracha because of Safik brachas lahakel. Others will say that the minhag hamekubal, and that's what they do in Yerushalayim, is to go and lamaisa, people who don't have a clear minhag, it's not so pasha what they do, you know. Should they do it? In a sense, a person's not supposed to do a mitzvah lechatchila if you can't make a bracha, right? The Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Trumas speaks about chamisha leitreimu, five people who shouldn't lechatchila be teirim. One is a person who is naked, who's not able to make a bracha. Either bracha is never ma'akev the mitzvah. Bracha is never ma'akev a mitzvah. There's never such a thing unless the mitzvah is the bracha, like Nerchas Hamazon. Bracha is never ma'akev a mitzvah. Nevertheless, lechatchila, you're not supposed to do the mitzvah unless you can say the bracha. And here we have this big discussion when it comes to Parshas Challah. Good. At the bottom, we said that there is this concept.
Does it change the perspective because it's Chutzlaret, it's the Rabbanon? Chalas Chutzlaret, it's the Rabbanon?
Should it change the perspective? To which way? To say what?
Even more make. In other words, even more reason not to make, to be maker when it comes to making brachas.
I mean, is that considered to be a kula in the bracha? I mean, yes, it's mechuyev midrabbanan. It's mechuyev midrabbanan, so you've got less
and
of a
fear. Therefore, if there's a reason to not be sure about making a bracha, don't make a bracha.
Maybe in a chanami, maybe it has to do with that. Which Gemara are you referring to? Let me know. He says that there might be a Gemara about this. I hear. Okay, Talkabonim, he said, so they're being machmed both ways, because what do? They do a tziruf style. We said, Allah Kerem Leza, Amalei v'ha itzmar Allah, Amal v'shu ben levi l'shana eliki karei shol babel, shana ishchi zu mizu, avu ka'achin loya. The only time we allow tziruf style is if they're actually touching, they're kind of biting one another, meaning if you would remove one dough from the other, one piece from the other, they would kind of take off a little piece. But if they're just like long sticks, and they're not, there's no tziruf. Now, even if they're not noishchiz hadadi, still we say that there is a concept of tziruf kli. Let's say you have just a tray, and she says two lines down in the wide lines, Tavashin Levazvis Mizgeris Vesafa Sabevla. So it doesn't really have a rim around it. The Rada Pas Lissecha Min HaTanur, and you remove the pass into it from the oven. Meaning, which type of a kli do you require in order to say that you have tziruv kli? Does it need to have a rim where there's a certain toich, or can it be a flat tray? Mao toich kli boinen. Does it have to be within, inside the kli of a halakha, because there is no rim? Idoma avir kli boinen. Vayik, as long as it's considered to be within the airspace of the kli going upwards, then it's mitzarif, teku, it's a safik, and lamaisa they pask. And the kulos is the shach, chalav is manazer, we're mekel, and therefore we're not going to be mechayiv you in this mitzvah to the extent that we have such a safik. Tanya Rebeleza Omer, hasal mitzarfan. The sal is mitzarfan. Rabbi Shua Omer, tanur mitzarfan. It can even be a tziruf in the tanur. Shimming Amlil Omer, kikari shel bavol shenoshchi zumizu. Mitzvarfus, providing that they are touching and grabbing one another, there is a musik of tzirf. It's interesting, just to go back to that Lashon Rashi one more time, two lines down, we said, Tavoshin or Levazvez, Mizgeres Vesavasa, Veroda Pas Lisoicha Min Hatanur. You are removing the pass into it from the oven. Okay, I mean, I don't know. Why does Rashi need to tell us you're taking it from the oven directly into it? And if it wouldn't be directly into it, if you take it out of the oven, put it on the shelf, put it on the counter, and then you'd place it, would that be so bad? It's interesting. It's just I don't know how much we can build on this, but there is a Shitas Rishonim which says that the only time we say tziruf sal is if it goes directly from the oven into the kli. Directly from the oven into the kli. But if it goes from the oven onto the counter into a kli, no, I'm sorry, you've lost the moment. You can't be mitzarif it. It's just interesting, the Lashon Rashi, Rada Paslas Socha Minatanur. You know, it's a shtikla mashma that Rashi is learning like that. Okay, let's divide. It's like the Mishnah.
Excuse me, Ben Hilchas Chala, I thought there's a whole deal, for instance, if you put down smaller, if you put them all in the freezer mitzarif them.
Correct.
Correct.
We don't paskin like this. We don't. I'm not saying we paskin like that. I'm just saying there is such a shita in the Rishonim which says that. Correct. Good. Zog the Mishnah Rambam Gamliel Omer. Shalish Nashim Lashis Ka'achas. Three women are able to successfully, halachically, knead their dough together. Va'ifis Betaner Echad, and they can use one oven, zu, one after the other. Meaning there's three processes which need to be done, and as long as they are kind of all doing what they need to be doing, then that will work. But to have more than three women, l'chatchil, it's going to be a problem. They all can involve themselves in the botzik. Some take out the word ka'achas, but iskeis bebotzik, achas lasha, one needs, achas erechas, and one makes and forms it into a shape. The achas eifa, and one bakes. Rabbi Kiva Omer, leikol anashim veleikol eitz, and veleikol atzanurim shavin. Meaning, it's difficult to give a klal and say three women can do it. One does this, one does that, and so on. Not all women are the same. Some are more have more zrizus. Some wood is drier. Some wood is wetter, and therefore the intensity of the heat, how quickly things will go, and different tanurim, different shapes. Zehaklau, the basic rule which you need to be mindful of is tafach tiltish betzainen. If you start to see any simonim of chimutz, that it starts to swell up, then you should kind of pat it down, bang it down with a cold, wet hand. You stick your hand into cold water and you bang it down to impede the chimutz. So the one who is lush, then she moves on and she is mekatefes. Rashi says, Tana lashi mekatefes adi rabbanim koi, meaning harishoina shekadma lalush Malayatan or Katan Shalahan Tchila Kishi Mekatefes Dainu Aricha Shekerin, whatever that word is, the Chaverta Mascheles Lalush Is Shalah. So the one who was formerly lush, then she starts to be Mekatef, she starts to shape it, and so on. Zalashi Mekatefes, the Chaverta Lasha, Tachtea, and then the next woman begins this procedure, and she starts to be lush in her place. And then she moves on and she begs for chaverta mekatevis tachter. Then the next one moves on. Vashlishis lasha oifi lasha v'chaverta oifa tachter vashlishis mekatevis v'chayzus chalila. So they basically keep switching, and hopefully that everyone's doing things in the same amount of time, and this way it works smoothly. And so long as they are oiskes in the batzik, it's eino ba lidei chimutz. Let me see if I can very quickly find the Lashon HaRambam over here. Just give me 2 seconds. Here we go. Rambam. Here we go. The Lashon HaRambam is Zayin. Hey Yud Gimel, says the Rambam, like this. Kol zman she'adam oisik bebatzik, afilu kol hayoim kuloy eine ba lidei chimutz. Shita's the Rambam is, the whole day, eine ba lidei chimutz, and it's mashmi v'lechatchila. As long as you are manipulating the dough, you're oisik in it, eine ba lidei chimutz. Others disagree. The Ritva and other Rishonim is around, they disagree on the Rambam, and they say, look, it's not al-Khatkhila, there has to be some time and some maximum amount. But again, the Pashto Mashmos Gemara, it's called Zman Sha'eskiz Bebotzig, Eina Baal Dechimutz. The Rambam adds the words, Afilu Kalayim Agansa Tog. Rabbi Kiva Malei Kol Anashim, not all women are the same. Tanya, Omar, Rabbi Akiva, Damti Lefnei, Rabban Gamliel, Yilam Deino Rabbeinu, Benashim Zrizois, Benashim Shein Zrizois, Beitzim Lachim, Beitzim Yuvayishim, Betanu Cham, Betanu Tzinen. Meaning, we need to qualify which types of women, which types of wood, which types of ovens. Normally, Ein Lecha Elamash, Shanu Chachamim. You're right, we don't know. We need to go with the golden rule of the Chachamim. Once you see the potential signs of chimutz, then you know that things have gotten a little bit out of hand. In which case, you wet your hand with cold water and you bang it to impede the chimutz. Says the Mishnah, say are you sorry? If we saw this before, we said that it's once the chimutz has begun, it's not full, it hasn't finished, but it's enough that you need to get rid of it. So Rashi says, "Seir is shleihichmitz kol tzarkei." It hasn't yet finished. Nevertheless, you need to burn it. Va'eichloi potter. But there's not going to be a chiyuv kares if a person eats it at that stage. Once it is siduk, that is chametz. Yisari va'eichlo chayev kares. So siduk is just another name for the stage once it has been machmetz. What's considered to be seor, that it's not yet properly chametz, kekarnei chagavim, it's like the horns of grasshoppers. Rashi says it means sedek lakan, the sedek lakan. So you've got some cracks here and there. That is called seor, kekarnei chagavim. Siduk ish misarvu stakov zebezer. Once the stakim, once the cracks have interlaced and gone one over the other, that is already a later stage, Divri Rebbe Yehuda, and that's a simon of chimutz. The Chachamim Imrim, Zevezaich Lechayiv Karis. Even that which you, Rebbe Yehuda, consider to be Siur, we, the Chachamim, consider that to be Siduk. And therefore, even if it's Kikarni Chagavim, that is considered to be Chametz, that's considered to be Siduk. And therefore, the Ezeu Siur, what is in fact considered to be the earlier stage, Kol shechsifu panav. It's if the dough has gone pale. Ka adam shamdu sareser. Like an individual whose hair is standing on end. The individual has gone pale, and so on. That is, Rashi says, mitich pachad, the reses pon of machsifin. So it, when the dough goes a little bit pale, that is a sign, or the chimutz has begun, but it's not yet finished, and therefore that is considered to be seor. What's considered to be seor? Kikane chagavim, siduk shnis arvu stakin zebeze. Both of them is a chayiv kares. Hi, what do you mean? Vanam tanan siur yisare v'chlepata diver review that we said siur. There is no kares. It's only kares on siduk. Ema. So when we say zev is a chayiv kares, we'll say ema l'Rebbe Meir, who's the machmir about what is the gather of siur and what's the gather of siduk. The Rebbe Meir is Zevzayich L'chayiv Kares, because Rebbe Meir would say both. I mean, that which Rebbe Yehuda considered to be Seor, Rebbe Meir already considered that to be Siduk, and therefore, Yom Rebbe Meir is Zevzayich L'chayiv Kares. Amar Rav, my time with Rebbe Meir, Ein L'chakol Sedek V'Sedek Milamala, She'ein L'chama Stokin Milamata. And why is Rebbe Meir so machmir? Meaning, we don't see the cracks of interlacing over each other. So he says, you're right. That's what we see on the surface. But beneath the surface, there is, and therefore we have to assume that it's already chimutz. Let's just see one more small sigya, and then we will stop. Arba sar shechal liyeis b'Shabbos, which, if I'm not mistaken, is this year. I believe this year, Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos, I think. So arba sar shechal liyeis b'Shabbos. One does biur on Friday, on Yud Gimel. Rashi says, Bein chulin, bein truma, chutz mikdei achilas l'Shabbos, except for that which you need for your suda Shabbos, avol kol masha osid levayer yevayer. So everything which is not necessary for the suda Shabbos, you need to get rid of on Yud Gimel. Divrei Rebbe Meir, the Chachamim Meimrim Bizmano, you know, you get rid of it on your Dalad, finish your Sudas, and then get rid of your Chametz on your Dalad, like you would in a regular year. Say again? Oh, so, right, what about Sreifa? So they say, excuse me, that Rebbe Meir, who says that you need to get rid of it on Yud Gimel, actually holds like Rebbe Yehuda, at the beginning of Kol Shah, who says, Ein bir chametz elisreifa, and therefore being that Rebbe Meir holds like Rebbe Yehuda, therefore he says, in order to be mekayim the ikar din, you do it on Yud Gimel, bisreifa. Whereas the chachamim lishitasim, they say no, mefarv is elaruach, matzal yam, and so on, and therefore they say, bizmanei. Rebbe Lod, Rebbe Tzadik, Oimer, truma melevnei Shabbos v'chulin bizmanei. There's a difference between truma and chulin. Truma, you take do on your gimel. Chulin, you do on your dalet. What's the pshat? Says Rashi. Truma melifnei Shabbos. She'ena yochel lahachila loy lezarim v'loy lebehemas zarim. Meaning, you have a limited amount of consumers when it comes to truma. It's either a kayin, the eved of a kayin, or the animal of a kayin. But that's it. So if you've got a large amount of truma, and there's only so much people can eat, the kanim and the animals can eat. There's always plenty of people who are happy to eat, and therefore there's no reason to do it earlier than necessary. One time, my father, Reb Tzadok, was in Yavne, v'chal arba asar liyos b'Shabbos, and Erev Pesach fell on a Shabbos, uba zunin memuna shel Rav Gamliel, the memuna of Rav Gamliel, the shamash from Gamliel came, v'amar higia eis levaris ha-chametz. He said, the time has come to do bir chametz, v'alachti achar abba, u'biyarno es ha-chametz. In which case we see that we're just bringing a raya, we're bringing edus, a maisa rav, that they did bir chametz on Shabbos. Okay, I'll call it here, and Bez Hashem.